We're going to stay in Hong Kong a little longer to hear from one of the protesters who was out in the streets all day. Galileo Cheng is a social affairs executive for the Hong Kong Catholic Institution Staff Association, and he is with us now. Welcome. Thanks for talking to us.
Yes, thank you.
The government says that they've shelved this bill for now. Why is it that so many people still felt they needed to come out to protest?
Well, whenever they say they're suspending it indefinitely, the Hong Kong people are not believing it.
So what is it that the protesters are asking for? They're asking for the bill to be shelved indefinitely. Is there anything else?
Yeah, they're calling for canceled responsibility of the police, firing tear gas or all kinds of firearms, not to arrest and charge for those protesters and to release them. And most importantly, to cancel the Hong Kong government's decision of marking the June 12th protest as a riot and step down for the Carrie Lam.
Tell me about the atmosphere there, if you would. You mentioned, and I think many people saw, that you know earlier in the week, at earlier protests, there was tear gas, and many people, I think protesters believe that the police reacted kind of harshly. What's the atmosphere there today?
It's kind of weird because the police are very restrained and extremely calm. They don't wear any kind of protective gear or anti-riot gear on the street. And of course, they're outnumbered, so they are not going to take strong action today.
What is it that you think is giving the protesters the encouragement to come out again now in such large numbers?
I think the sentiment has changed. 2 years ago, people were very disappointed about the Occupy movement. That after 79 days and you gain back nothing. But now the Hong Kong people seems to be much more determined, less defeatist. So they have been planting the seed in the heart of the young people. So this time we see at the midnight of 10, we got 300 something young people being arrested, and 80% of them are just 16 to 25 years old. So that's weird. Haven't been expected. We thought the youngster don't care about politics anymore. But it turns out that those young guys are coming out and becoming the front line. The seed had grown and they walk out.
That is Galileo Cheng. He's a social affairs executive for the Hong Kong Catholic Institution Staff Association. He's been out all day and he's giving us a report from the front lines of the protests. Galileo Cheng, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.